going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDKA. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Lincoln, Liberty, and Portview. And happy Palm Sunday. And our program this morning, we're really excited for all of our Catholic schools, our city, our state, and our region, because right after Easter, which is Easter is next Sunday, Pittsburgh will be rolling out the red carpet for some of the great hearts and minds who serve our schools as educators and administrators. The David L. Lawrence Convention Center downtown will host thousands of people from Catholic education all over the nation and Canada for the annual National Catholic Education Association Convention. And a real feather in a cap for the Diocese of Pittsburgh and to our city to host this prestigious national convention right downtown at the Lawrence Convention Center this year. Before we take the lid off of this exciting announcement and program, I want to give a big thanks to our generous sponsors, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I'm joined this morning by Susie Loopshear. Susie is the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for our Catholic schools for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And I'm really honored to have with me Dr. Robert Preserba, who is a former the superintendent of Catholic schools, and he's really still part of Catholic education in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. So Bob and Susie, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father Burke.
Susie, I'm going to start with you. What does the NCEA conference serve to accomplish this year, and why is it important that it's coming to our city and the Diocese of Pittsburgh? I'll start with you first.
Sure. Well, we're all very excited that the NCEA chose Pittsburgh as a host site for this year. There's several purposes it serves in the city and cities around the country, but the first is professional development. The NCEA conference offers our teachers a multitude of opportunities to grow in their faith and leadership and learning. Opportunities are numerous for them. The conference also typically includes sessions focusing on deepening understanding and the practice of their Catholic faith and exploring ways to integrate their Catholic values in their teaching. So a lot of times as teachers, we attend lots of different professional development opportunities, but we're so lucky to have the NCEA in Pittsburgh because it allows the tie-in with our faith and the Catholic foundation and understanding as part of the practice. There's also, the NCEA conference also addresses policy issues and advocacy efforts relevant to Catholic education. So government curriculum standards, things that I'm excited about, and other things that affect our Catholic schools. I personally think it's a gift that they're coming to Pittsburgh. It opens so many doors to our teachers, professional development for them, and also a chance for them to network. One of the things I love about our schools is that we're all individual schools, but this opens the doors for them to network with people from all over the country.
Absolutely. And I love the convention center downtown, going to the convention, walking through there. The car show is in February. The home and garden show was just a few weeks ago in March. That's always kicks off spring. And then immediately right after Easter, the National Catholic Convention. And we're going to have thousands of visitors coming and visit Pittsburgh. So that will be great to bring in that foot traffic.
Absolutely.
And to help with the local economy. Now, Susie, your role as the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for our Catholic schools, you play a large part in organizing this convention. How was Pittsburgh selected for this convention? How does that happen?
I understand, and Dr. Pacerba could probably speak to this better, but we hosted it 10 years ago, correct, Dr.
Pacerba? That's 10 years, okay.
And we must have done a pretty good job, Dr. Pacerba.
Indeed.
Must have. I think that's maybe why we were selected again. But.
And Bob, we'll bring you into the conversation, because 10 years ago, you were obviously part of that. Tell our listeners how that one went 10 years ago and what our hopes and dreams are for this year.
Yeah, I believe what both of you said just kind of echoes the time that I have spent with national conventions scattered around from San Antonio to Alabama to Florida. I've been to so many of them, and they all, Susie in particular, what you said, they all echo the same kinds of streams, if you will. We have always had the thing that says that great beginnings last a lifetime. Well, great NCEA conferences kind of go on in the same way. They last a lifetime, and I was pleased to be part of that beginning in 1994. And 2014 clearly was a time for Pittsburgh to showcase its schools and to invite people out into the community, into our own schools for visitations, in some of our own centers of Catholic faith. That will be continued this year. And I believe that, like 2014, this will be an absolutely phenomenal conference, not only for our 800 of our own teachers, but hundreds of other people from around the country.
That is great. And I know Bishop Zubik, and along with our auxiliary bishops, Bishop Ekman and Bishop Aldershot, will be celebrating Mass every day downtown at the Convention Center, and priests are also welcome to celebrate. So
correct,
it's going to be a great party all week, so to speak, to do that.
Celebration, for sure.
So what? So when all these teachers and educators, superintendents come in, obviously there's different booths with information, but what other highlights and conferences happen throughout the week?
Well, as you mentioned, the daily Mass, there are keynote speakers planned for each of the days, and then there are the professional development sessions. There are two for teachers each of the days that they can grow and learn spiritually and about academic excellence and success. So it's great because it's the first opportunity that teachers can choose things, not the first, it's an opportunity for teachers to choose something that's truly meaningful to them.
And Bob, you're a former superintendent for Pittsburgh, so other superintendents from around the country come in, and I guess they all get together and share different ideas, network, and things.
Father Burke, that was what I felt was one of the highlights of every NCEA convention or conference. It was an opportunity for superintendents to share challenges, if you will, along with successes. And there was often follow-up. I remember in particular for Pittsburgh, we made a presentation regarding how we had changed the tuition and subsidy from the parishes, and I'm sure you recall that.
Oh, yeah.
And we had an opportunity then to go to Notre Dame University, and about 20 superintendents who were at the most recent conference gathered with us. And we were able to share and present to them what we had done in Pittsburgh, a wonderful model that allowed parishes to support schools, but at the same time, not to the extent that they had been. So that's the kind of follow-up you get at that level. If I may add, though, at this particular conference, in September of 2023, there was a request for proposals so that individual parishes, not parishes, but dioceses, and programs could be highlighted. There were hundreds of proposals submitted, and we were fortunate with the Extra Mile Education Foundation, along with St. Anthony School Programs, to be chosen at December when the decisions were made. So on Wednesday of that week of April, we will in fact be presenting from 1:30 to 2:15. This is a plug now. And we will share what we've been doing with the Extra Mile Foundation and our three schools. That is Sister Tia Bowman and St. Benedict the Moor and Northside Catholic Assumption Academy. With us will be professors from the University of Pittsburgh, and we'll be sharing what we've done with curriculum mapping, teacher professional development. We'll be sharing what we've done with having kids perform well on measures of academic progress. And lastly, on school climate. What's it like in a school? What's it feel like? So those four areas will be discussed and shared with those who attend. And there are Act 48 credits in Pennsylvania, which teachers may get. Ours would be approved as an Act 48 hour earning program. So, and there would be many others that way too. So that's where we are in preparation for NCEA.
So the educators also get credits. They're continuing to get credits, which they have to obtain.
For selected programs, correct. And those that are more religious dominated, no. But those that would appeal to public school, private school, others, all of those would be credited toward their 180 hours that they're required to get every 5 years.
And just like anything, any profession, you have to keep up with the constant changes and continuing ed is, even priests, I still get to continuing ed classes because you never stop learning.
That is correct. You never stop
growing. And with the technology always changing and the dynamic of operating the schools and things like that, I'm sure it's probably just constant.
Absolutely, you know, constant Father
changing. Yeah. And Susie, we just have one more minute, so anything you want to add for the first segment about the convention coming up?
I think Dr. Peserba did a great job talking about, and I hope I get to come to your session. It's on my wish list. Hopefully I can get to see it. But a couple others I wanted to highlight, and you highlighted as well, Corinne McMillan, and she was going to be here today but was unable. She is the Director of Special Education for the St. Anthony's Program, and she is going to talk about all the wonderful things that are happening with that program. And then also Zian Poirier, a STREAM teacher from St. Louis de Marillac School, is going to talk about artificial intelligence. She's working with a gentleman from Bird Brain Technologies, Dr. Tom Lowers, with Finch Robots, and she's going to share some safe and responsible ways to use artificial intelligence with teachers as well. So I wanted to put in this couple plugs as well.
Good keynote speakers coming in. Good. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. On this Palm Sunday, I'm pastor at St. Joachim and Ann Parish in Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs, and also Forward Township. And we are featuring the National Catholic Education Association Convention coming up right after Easter. And with me is Dr. Robert Peserba, the former superintendent of Catholic schools, and Susie Leapshire, who is with me too. And she has a really integral part of this convention. And I want to thank, again, our generous sponsor, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And Bob, I want to bring you in a little bit more about the Extra Mile Foundation in the city of Pittsburgh with our three wonderful special schools. And obviously, I have a vested interest that's very near and dear to my heart because of my former assignment as pastor of St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the former pastor at St. Mary Magdalene in Point Breeze, Homewood, and Wilkinsburg. I had two out of the three Extra Mile schools, Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, and also St. Benedict de Moore in the Hill District. And along with that third school is Northside Assumption Catholic Academy there in Brighton Heights. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Extra Mile schools and the Extra Mile Foundation supporting these three wonderful schools.
Well, just as a preface, when I was invited to be part of this presentation today, it was Father Tom Burke in particular who attracted me to this because we were so honored that he was part of what we call the PCRCES, which is a regional school conglomeration, which includes our three schools, which you just named. And he was an integral part of everything that we did. We met four times per year as a board. He was a regular attendee, I might say, and he made and helped a lot of decisions that were very difficult in working with those three schools over that time. However, back to the comment about Extra Mile, we are 35 years of age, having begun in 1989. At that time, it was understood that there would be city schools that would be closing, and the opportunity was there from constituents outside of the diocese, if you will, because they were interested in having good schools in very difficult neighborhoods, i.e. Wilkinsburg, the Hill District, and of course the North Side, which is part of Pittsburgh. So we joined in that, and I was early on in 1994 a member of the board ex officio as superintendent. And in 2014, when I retired as superintendent, I hooked on to the Extra Mile Education Foundation as, quote, first a consultant and then an employee. So if I might say, this is my 60th year consecutive in education, don't do the math, but having said that, I'm so pleased for the past 10 years to be part of Extra Mile. And what we do is we raise every year $2.5 million plus our own endowment, and we support those three schools with direct subsidy and tuition assistance. That allows them to continue with nearly 500 students enrolled into three schools, many of them African-American, non-Catholic, but many of them Catholic and of different races, if you will, multiracial group. And again, we've been doing that with our board and, of course, support from the diocese and persons like Father Tom for the past 35 years. We also have 11 other Catholic schools for whom we give students in those schools scholarships of $500 to $1,000 to attend their respective schools. And we've been doing that and increasing that. There was one time we had 6 and 7. We're up to 11. So we are in 14 of our Catholic elementary schools, which is about half of them. So we have a presence in those schools in one way or another. And needless to say, our staff with Suzanne Vertosik, our executive director, and our team, we're so very proud of what we've done, and our goal continue it as long as we possibly can.
And you also help the school that I help now, Mary of Nazareth in White Oak.
That would be one of our scholarship schools. So students who meet the eligibility criteria, that would be one of our 11, where we follow the children year after year. We even have scholarship money into the secondary programs if needed.
Nice.
And we work with Crossroads, who works primarily with secondary school children. So we have that relationship between ourselves and Crossroads.
And Dr. Preserva, you also are a pioneer of this radio show, Catholic Education Plus. You were there from the beginning.
I thought you would not bring that up, but you did. But again, in the 1990s, this is about 30 years consecutively.
Wow. So longer than I've been ordained a priest.
We had a gratis from Mr. Bob Dickey, the owner of the radio station. Duquesne University provide gratis its studio for us to record, and not gratis, Father Tom, Kathy Carestas.
Kathy, she was the founding host,
and then,
great reporter,
Dr. Chris Chapman came along, and Dr. Ronald Bowes, and we're fortunate to have you.
Here I am, and I think I've lost count maybe 13 years, maybe.
Really?
When Dr. Bowes was retiring, and they said,
"Thank you,
Father Tom, you have a broadcasting background, why don't you pinch hit?" And here I am. So,
very good.
Yeah, I love this. I love doing this. This is obviously near and dear to my heart. With this, I want to bring Susie back into the conversation. We were talking about the National Catholic Association convention coming up right after Easter, and you wanted to share some more information on what's going to be happening there with the programming, with honoring Superintendent Michelle Peduto.
I think I touched on a lot of the things that are happening, the chances for the teachers for professional development and networking, but one of the things I'm most excited about is our current Superintendent Michelle Peduto is receiving the NCEA Lifetime Achievement Award. This award is, and I'm going to read this part because I think it's important that you understand how prestigious and important this award is. It's an award for individuals who have demonstrated exceptional dedication, leadership, and service in Catholic education. This award honors educators, administrators, and advocates who have made a significant contribution to the advancement of Catholic schools and institutions and for their lifelong commitment. And I can't think of a person who's more deserving to be a recipient of this award. She's been an amazing leader, shaping our students' lives, supporting our teachers, supporting our administrators, and has been a role model to everyone, especially myself, in my new role here at the diocese, and her dedication to serve others is unwavering. I'll share a quick story. I remember during COVID, I was on the school side of it at the time, and she held weekly Zoom meetings during challenging times during COVID, and she would be there for questions, concerns with all of the teachers in the diocese and have a room with hundreds of people in it. And she shared her cell phone number with everybody and said, if you need anything, call me. And I remember thinking at the time, she is so invested in what's happening in our schools and making sure they stay open, and that's the type of person she is. And so I'm so proud to be able to work with her and proud of her for receiving
that
this award.
That is fantastic. And I knew Michelle when she was a principal at the former St. Agnes in Oakland. I was just a young parochial vicar at the cathedral, and then I knew her when she was at the Carlo Campus School, and then she was involved with the Extra Mile Foundation too, so I kind of traveled with her and her wonderful family. This is just a wonderful, wonderful award, and how wonderful that we are hosting it this year.
Absolutely.
In Pittsburgh. Hometown girl, she did good, and we're going to be rolling out the red carpet for Michelle too. Just our last final minutes, Bob. You want to final thoughts on the convention coming up for Pittsburgh in a couple weeks?
Well, when you look at the theme, together in Pittsburgh, connections, commitments, and community, that clearly says what it's all about, and we're simply proud to be part of that. And we hope in the next 10 years that they will attract us again, we'll attract them, and I'll be part of that.
There you go. Yeah, definitely. And Susie, I think for the parents and grandparents who are listening, our students have a little extended
Correct. They
Easter
have a longer
break.
Easter break this year, and that's so that our teachers are able to experience this wonderful opportunity at the David Lawrence Convention
what
Center.
What a great idea. So the kids get a little extra vacation, but the teachers, they don't have to travel too far. They
just go
right downtown and really be able to pull out the red carpet. Susie Leibscher, Dr. Robert Preserba, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father Tom. Burke.
And we'll take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we are celebrating Palm Sunday today. So we are entering into what we call Holy Week, which is the holiest week out of the Christian calendar. And Palm Sunday is a little bit different when we go to church. We hear two gospels. The very first gospel at the beginning of Mass is called the procession gospel, as Jesus enters Jerusalem with an enthusiastic crowd. And then in the gospel today, the gospel of Mark, we hear Mark's version of the passion and death of Jesus, the passion. This is Holy Week, so all over the world, Christians will be celebrating the great mystery of Christ's love for us, and Christ took it on himself for all of our sins and the sins of this world. So as we celebrate Palm Sunday today, we pick up our palms and we walk the holiest week throughout this week. Let's really make the Holy Week definitely a wonderful preparation for Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and obviously next Sunday, the ultimate feast, the Easter Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord. And on behalf of Bishop Zubik, Bishop Walderscheid, Bishop Ekman, and Bishop Winter, I, as a priest and all the fellow deacons, we want to wish you and your family a very blessed and sacred happy Holy Week and happy Easter, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. Thanks to Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and have a very blessed Holy Week. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.